Kurdish.
And he said there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Liz. Sometimes she acts kind of
stupid.
Okay, what else could you say?
About it.
Did you ever say queer or far?
Oh, I've heard it queer. I don't know about the other.
What does queer mean?
Funny.
Has that word changed meanings in the past few years?
I wouldn't know.
Have you ever heard the word queer used to mean homosexual?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Has it always meant that ever since you can remember?
As far as I can remember, yeah.
And someone that makes up his own mind and then you can't argue with him, he's going to do things his way. He's not going to listen to anyone else.
Oh, see, what do you call that? I can't call the word now.
Or if he won't ever admit he's wrong.
We have those here too. I'm hard-headed, okay.
Okay. And someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper. Just any little thing. Say that he's...
Yeah, I don't know. We have those too. I can't...
Say something that
call a word.
To embarrass somebody. You say, well, you better not tease him about that. Because when it comes to that, he's still a little bit...
No, I don't know. You got me. I don't know.
Do you ever say, testy or cautious or...
Touchy. I've heard that word.
And if someone's about to lose their temper, you tell them, now just...
Hold your horses.
And just keep...
Keep cool.
Did you ever say keep calm or keep calm?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Huh?
I've heard that.
How would you say that?
Just keep calm.
And you say, well, I was just kidding. I didn't know we'd get so...
Mad?
And if you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
Tired?
Any other ways of saying that?
Worn out.
And say if a person had been well, then suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they...
Got sick.
And the person went outside in bad weather and came in and was sneezing, you say, yesterday he...
All right. Today he got a cold.
Okay. So you say he went out in the rain and what happened to him?
He got wet. Took cold.
And if he couldn't talk right, you said he sounded a little...
Hoarse.
And if you do that, you have a...
Cough.
And some of them can't hear anything at all. You said he's there.
Deaf.
And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, you say, look how much I...
Sweat?
A sore that comes to a head is called a...
Boil, I guess.
Huh?
Boil?
Any other name?
Rising.
And the stuff that drains out?
Pus.
And in the blister, the stuff that drains out?
I don't know.
Just that clear stuff, you call that? Do you ever get called water or humor?
No, I don't remember it if I didn't.
Say, a bee stung me in my hand. What?
Come on in here. Swelled.
Okay, you say it's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
And the bee stings you, your hand will.
Swelled.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you say you have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And sometimes the wound won't heal back right. It's got to be cut out or burned out. You call that?
No.
Do you ever hear it called some kind of flesh?
Proud flesh?
Uh-huh. And if you had a cut on your finger, a brown medicine stings a lot.
I done.